How's it going, everybody? Welcome to November. Welcome to another broadcast of Goof Around Radio Show. I was supposed to record this from home, but I forgot. And I just haven't had the proper time to do it. So we're going to do this episode here, and then you have some future episodes in the old studio and whatnot. I'm like, I'm supposed to do this from home. I forgot. I'm here cleaning, doing whatnot, doing stuff as usual. At work, and I've got some news for you guys, first of all, because I wanted to announce this at home when I had the clearer, better audio, but it's fine. I got engaged. I full-on, straight-up got engaged, and I have been busy dealing with that. Not necessarily dealing with it. It just happened over this past weekend of when I'm recording this, because we both knew this was going to happen. This wasn't really a surprise. We knew the month it would happen in, because we had talked it out. Like because we have some plans and some timelines we need to address and meet. So, of course, we had to take care of business. Had to get it done. And we did. It was nice. By nice, I mean I caught her coming out of the bathroom because she was sick this weekend, so we couldn't go out because my original plan was to do it, you know, on a walking trail somewhere. I'm like, you know, it was supposed to be warm that weekend. It kind of was. It wasn't that cold outside during the day. But she was sick. She didn't want to be out too long, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. So since we weren't going anywhere special, I was like, screw it. Just catch her coming out of the bathroom, and that's it. The rest is history. We're here, you know. So that is phenomenal. Phenomenal for us, for our future and whatnot, and we get to move on to the next part, and that is great. So yes, and of course I'm happy about it and whatnot. And it took a lot of prayer, it took a lot of effort to get to this point. But I had a lot of serious conversations. We've been together for like 3 years, so I've had a lot of serious conversations. We got all those hard conversations out of the way first. And whatnot. Some things where obviously you still work through. Nobody ever gets it all sorted out before marriage or even after marriage. We're always working on stuff. The basics, you know, we've gotten out of the way. We're pretty good on a lot of the stuff. So that's just good to know. All right, we're secure in our relationship, and that's the important part. We're not at each other's throats. We know automatically it's me and her versus a problem, not me versus her. Like, there's none of that. There's no my way or the highway. There's no happy wife, happy life kind of attitude with any of this. Absolutely not. We place each other's happiness before ourselves, and that's what we strive for. And it works out great. Her happiness is my priority, in a sense. Like, it's not my responsibility, right? Because she is responsible for her own happiness, as I am responsible for my own, but it is one of the priorities I do make, make mine. Simply because it's nice to see her smile, it's nice to see her doing well. Her well-being and whatnot are my priorities as well. I want to make sure she feels as loved as possible, and she does the same for me, and it works out well. When we try to outdo each other in the area of kindness and love, everything goes well. It's one of those things that's just like, man, it's great. That's how it is. It's funny because that's what the Bible does. The Bible does say that. Hang on. I got to pull that scripture up because that's something that people don't realize. Is actually a thing. A lot of them are what you know as, you know, moral codes and whatnot. A lot of that stems from the Bible, golden rule, all that. Outdo one another. Here we go. All right. Let's see. Where was it? There is a freaking scripture. I'm trying to see where it is, but that's what we've been doing. That's simply what we've been doing, and it's been very amazing. Ah, crap, I lost it. No, no. No, there it is. Don't move. Nope. Nope, that's not it. That's the wrong one. That's a different one that you're talking about. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'll find it. But it's honestly been freaking great. it's been a great 3 years. We've had struggles, we've gotten through, and it's just great to be at this point where we can be like, hey, we can get married. We're still planning that specific event out, of course, but everything else has just been great. It has been great. And so far, I imagine we're going to be just fine, you know. And one of the greatest tips I could possibly give you, because this is something I know I am qualified to speak about. If you want, more peace, you want to increase the amount of peace you have in your relationship, keep it to yourself. Keep your relationship between the two of you. Don't share it. You know, the only thing people should know is that you are in a relationship, but don't give them any details. You know, I don't give any people details. I really didn't give any details to, I think, nearly anybody besides, you know, you guys, because I'm just like, whatever, it's the internet, it's a show. Nobody here really directly contacts me besides like a couple of people maybe. But those are people I'm comfortable that I trust not to insert themselves in my relationship. But I didn't really tell them where we met, you know? But I can say this all now because it doesn't matter. And that's just my personal preference. That's something you can tell people. But keep the details, like the fights and any negative stuff, even the positive moments of growth and whatnot, unless you want to share that for the sake of inspiration. You know, don't share a lot of your relationship. I think Barry White said it in one interview where the interviewer at, and here's the thing, the interviewer and him were cool. They're very cool. But it's, you could ask, how's your wife doing? And the person does not have to really give you an answer, you know, because it technically is none of your business. It's a polite question, it really is, but it's none of anybody's business how she's doing. You know, most times I just say she's fine because it's not, it sounds rude, but it's true. Like, I'm glad you're concerned, but it's not really your business how she's doing. I'm glad you asked and whatnot, but usually I tell you we're fine. Everything's cool, because most times everything is cool. Times where things aren't so cool, that's not anybody's business as to how we're going about solving that. Because one thing people tend to like to do is just solve other people's problems. Especially when it comes to relationships for some reason. It's like, no. Don't tell your single friends all about your relationship. Don't tell your friends who can't stay in relationships. You know, nuh-uh. 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 Keep those details to yourself. You can tell them, hey, I found somebody, and that's it. Keep the rest of the details to yourself. You guys work stuff out between the two of you, and that's it. If you want to see counseling, yes, go to somebody who would be qualified for that kind of thing, who is very trustworthy. Otherwise, keep it to yourself. Because that saved us a ton of trouble. Saved me a ton of trouble, for sure. But granted, I don't keep people in my life all that much that would be like, have something to say about it. You know? But from most people, I do keep information from regarding relationships. Because I'm like, nope. No need at all. Okay, good. So it's been great. We've already posted it on social media and whatnot. Because it's not almost a week after, but it's probably like, it's a few days after. And whatnot, so that's good. Why isn't the light not turning on in this room? I walked in, I'm like, man, it's still dark. I can't see. But I hope you guys are doing well. I got a new mixer in for stream. I was going to keep that a secret, but I'm like, screw it, who cares? I got a new mixer for stream. I got an audio mixer. I never had one before, and now I have one. It's got about 12 sound effects. I got a chance to test it out on stream not too long ago. And it is hilarious. I love it. It's got voice changing effects. It's got like 12 sound effects, which are kind of useless, but what the? You know, I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go on with my life and do my job and just move on. This is interesting. Look at this. Oh, man. That's one of the offices I have to clean is usually a little bit filthy, particularly. And today somebody had to fill in, and they made this beautiful. It's normally disastrous in here. Everything is just, this is beautiful. I am like, I'm flabbergasted. This is actually a dream. Thank the Lord for this person. I don't know who they were, but man. That was great. Oh, well, the bag's heavy. Trash bag's very heavy. There's a lot of trash in here, but that's crazy. I love it. That's beautiful. It was just a particularly dirty office, and I'm like, I don't have the time to fully, tend to it. Because I'm like, I only got so much time here, and I have a whole two floors to do. I'm like, I do not have the time to come through and, check all this and fix all this. I'm like, no. Because sometimes it's just binders and whatnot, paperwork that's just, like, strewn about. It's like, I don't have time to straighten all this up, nor is that technically my responsibility. I'm just sanitizing and cleaning surfaces so that they'll be ready for the next day. And so people don't get sick and whatnot. You know the drill. You know how it goes. So the website's back up for our personal training. It's great. I actually had to pay a subscription now to keep the website up because they took away. So what they did was they had like a basic service when I originally got my certification. Sorry for the squeaking. I know you guys can probably hear that. Yeah. That's just my, like, desk wiper. It's like a squeegee, but for the desks. It's just a scrub pad. The website's back up. I was able to put some pictures on there and whatnot, my photo on there, because I realized, I'm like, man, I think, have I never put my photo on there? No, I haven't, because it never crossed my mind, because I'm not a picture person. But I have one particular photo that I always draw from, because it's mine, and I used it on one of those third-party websites that people sometimes use to get clients. At some point, that's what I was doing. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, so I just took that photo and I used that. I was like, cool, great, because it's a good photo. It's not a bad photo. It's a good photo. It's your typical personal trainer, arms crossed, smiling photo. That's literally all it is. But it's great. It's good. It works. It works perfectly. So, NortonFit.com if you want to check it out. It is there. It is ready. You can schedule free consultations and whatnot through there. It's perfect. And everything you can do through email. It doesn't have to be through phone calls and such. Just got to make sure you double check the contact page, because I forgot to update, I think, a phone number or something. So I have to put in an email until I can fully update the phone number, because I maybe jack things up there, and it's okay though. It will hopefully be okay. I'm gonna take this and move this. But we've been having fun making content. Like, streaming has been nice. We got back into Paladins, and that's been great. I've been playing a little bit of Fortnite with friends because they brought back the original map, It's sweaty. Like, it is so competitive in the regular Battle Royale mode, because they have, Fortnite has ranked. It has a ranked mode, if you didn't know. So there's a mode dedicated for that, but people are still absolutely sweaty in the regular mode. And I'm like, what the heck? Because they do, because I play it because they have zero build. And I'm like, okay, well, there's zero build mode. I'm like, I like zero build. I like not having to build things and whatnot. That's fun. I'm going to just spray everything now. Spray it all down. You know, I wonder sometimes if this is a career I could possibly just go on for the rest of my life doing. Just because I'm like, to be fair, janitorial stuff, I don't see it that bad, because it's just cleaning, and it's not really all that bad. Like, it's not bad when I don't hit my knees on stuff. All right, cool, great. That hurt. Ugh, fudge. I'd like to maintain my knees. They're already hurting. Not really hurting that bad. I take care of my body well enough. That doesn't happen. But yeah, it's not like, it's not really that bad doing these jobs, and as you can, like any other job, just freaking progress and make more money. Because as the years go on, though I do like personal training, having something like this breaks up the monotony of a job like this. And personal training sometimes, I don't know, personal training is pretty diverse, I would say. But I'm sure after, because once you're with the same clients after a while, it's like it does get to be a little bit monotonous, I'm sure. But it's easily fought off by making, you know, your exercises, your workouts varied as well, which is what I do a decent job at. I have experienced in my own workouts, yes, some monotony at some point, because once I reach my goals, because I do make goals that I can reach, because there's no point of working out forever and ever and ever and never reaching any goals you set, because that's dumb. That's just, it's not productive at all. It's more counterproductive than anything. That's not good. We don't like that. We do not like that. So, sorry for the loud noises as I scrub-a-dub everything. But yeah, I got to get off work early yesterday. It's nice. Veterans Day is this week. This episode will be coming out. Veterans Day is Friday. It's Saturday. Work acknowledges it on Friday. I took Friday off because I have a friend that comes. Well, I go to see him. He's like 3 hours away every Veterans Day. So far, for like the past 3 years we've been doing it, it's been great. Because I like seeing them. I like, you know, checking up on them and whatnot. It's cool. It's great. It's actually pretty fun. But we go out, and yes, I shamelessly indulge in the meals and such, because why? Because I did my time. I spent my 6 years working, and yes, I will reap the rewards because I worked. And now I'm not working for them anymore, and it's good. So yes, I will take any benefits. Any military discounts or freebies that they give out on Veterans Day, I will take. I will partake as much as I please. In fact, one of the sites that I guess rarely shop at gave me $10 credit. So I'm going to go, when I get paid later this week, I'm going to take that $10 credit and buy a new polo. Because I need another polo. Because I don't have enough, apparently. And the one that I only have one. I only have one. I have more than one. I still have the polos from LA Fitness, but I can't just wear those. Like, those don't fit, because people are going to think, like, you just come from work at LA Fitness? Like, no. So those don't work for events really all that well. So, you know, I got to find another polo to wear, because I only wear one currently that I have. It's fine though. It's fine. We don't talk about it. We don't mention it. It's okay. It'll be okay. Do, 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 do. I probably will be doing more of these. I haven't because I really was unsure about the pace of this job for a while. It's been a couple months since I've started. I started in June, so it's been a few months.
and July, sorry,
not June, jeez.
And so
I had to get the pacing down. I was kind of in here without instructions, so I had to figure out that until somebody came in maybe a couple months ago, then to fix me up and get me set, and some other minor adjustments made last month, and now we're good. For now. Since I am getting married, I will have to move 2 hours away from here, and this job will not be accessible because I'm not driving 2 hours to get this job because it doesn't pay that much. for the trip, it does not pay enough. If I was continuing to live where I currently live, I'd be like, oh, whatever. But so I have to get a new job. So, and I'm hoping to get the website put out there and more advertisements made, because one thing I know is that can be a great source of secondary income, as it has been before. And I enjoy doing it so much that I know that for the rest of my life, if that's what I have to do, I'm okay with that. You will not catch me complaining about training. No, no. Nay, nay, I say. Because that is not something to complain about. That is something that we're like, heck yeah, do more of that, please. It was fun. It really is fun. It's fun seeing people progress and be able to do stuff that they couldn't do before. Like that, just the transformation process is just fun. Every time I get to witness it, it's fun. It's fun, it's fun, it's fun. It's fun to see people progress. It's fun to see people change. It's fun to see people learn new things about themselves that they didn't know before. And I can be like, see, I told you could do it. You didn't believe. But I was like, I believed. And look at where it got you. Now you're doing stuff you didn't used to do before. You're looking good, you're feeling good. There you go. And that's what I enjoy a lot about the training, is I'm like, I just like teaching people about themselves, like about their limits. It's like, you can go a lot further than you think you can. Because here's the thing, I didn't think I could do the 900, almost the 900 miles I did in 2022, last year. that's still last year. Actually, let me double check that real quick. I have to sanitize my phone, I believe, after this. Let me go and look at my Instagram, because it's on my Instagram. I posted it on there, so I forget things all the time. It is. Okay, well, cool. Thanks for telling. What the heck? 491 miles. Okay. Right, first two. Oh, so that was the first 2 months of the year I completed 492 miles. 491 miles, I'm sorry. And then posted what? One last one. A frog. I have pictures. Frogs. Toads, because I've. The last race I did was 476 miles. That was the Golden Triangle for India. That was the Conqueror app. They have a lot of virtual races you can do. Virtual challenges, I should say. Not really races, because you're not competing against anyone but yourself. But it is great. So, 476 and 491. That's over 900. That's 967 miles I did in 2022. That's almost 1,000 miles. I didn't know I could do that. And then I did it. So, I mean, come on. That's one of those things. It's like, I didn't know I could do that, but because I pushed myself, I continued on. I just was like, okay, well, I want to see. I just wanted to see what my body could take. I could apparently take nearly 1,000 miles. What can I say? I am a durable guy, apparently. And with those races, and you say first 2 months of the year, you did how many miles? There's a race in February that was 300, so that's what took up the majority, if you're wondering. But that's on my Instagram. You can see the medals with the mileage on them correctly. So they don't send the medals to you until you complete the race. And when I did those, they had a requirement that you sent the pictures of your time and your distance. Just the distance, I believe, that you did that day. I don't think the time was necessary, but I did it for accountability reasons because I didn't want any. Because I was really, I get afraid of like people thinking I'm cheating for that kind of stuff. Because I'm like, I'm not. I don't want to be known as somebody like, oh, this guy flubbed his numbers. He boosted his numbers. I'm like, no, I did it. My body felt it. Believe me, I definitely felt every mile that I rode. And it wasn't outdoors. I did it all indoors, of course, because I don't have the space to do 12 miles anywhere near where I live. I'd just be riding in circles around the trail that's around my house for how many days? Like, so it was easier to go to the gym and knock out 12, 15 miles a night. And I think one night, because I was doing the Berlin Wall, I think one night I did 20 miles. That's a lot of miles for me. Like, that's straight up a lot of miles. And so I did varying resistance levels, because towards the end, when I was like in that last like 5 mile stretch, I'd be only on a resistance of like 3 or 4. I'm not pushing it that hard. I forgot you guys are right here. I usually have to knock the trash can so I can get everything out of the bottom because some things stick. Even though I'm wearing gloves, I still don't like touching dirty surfaces like that. It's funny. It's funny how I operate, huh? All right. Yes, we're done. Move on to the next. And, yeah, I just didn't know I could take it. It's just crazy. Yeah, one night I did 20 miles. I was like, ooh. Oh, boy. I did it all mostly on a recumbent bicycle because better for long distances and my back and my knees, much more comfortable. And the highest resistance I think I was on at any point in time would be like 14 at that, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going uphill, huh? And that wouldn't be for that long. That would be for about 5 minutes. I'd be on 14, but I'd stick between 12 and 10. That's where a cruising level was. And then I'd slowly decrease as I did more mileage and got closer to the end. Because I'm like, end of the session of the day. Because I'm like, I don't want to torture myself to the very end. I used to be like that kind of guy who would do that. I used to, man. That would be me. All day long, that'd be me. That would be me 7 days a week. I'd be like, heck yeah. We're gonna finish on resistance 14. I'm like, Let's not do that. And so, yeah, we don't, No. I will fight you, trash can, if you make more noises, I swear. It was fun. That was fun. I had a lot of fun doing that. I really did. And I, you know, with the wedding coming up, now I have another new goal, and I got to work out for that. I don't have an exact date picked out, but I think we're going to try to just, you know, do things in a way that'll make us comfortable. So, well, it'll be awesome. It'll be simple, short and sweet. We'll be on our way. Oh no, I spilled. Dang it, man. Knocked over a bunch of paper. Yeah. This job, I gotta change my gloves frequently because I touch stuff. I touch a lot of stuff. And I try not to touch anything. I try not to touch my phones with these gloves. Occasionally it does happen, but I sanitize them afterwards anyway, so it's good. But yeah, I gotta be careful at all times. Because I've gotten sick here only once. I'm good for once a year getting sick in general, so that's pretty good on that front. But you know, it's important to maintain good sanitation anytime, wherever you are, especially in any public areas or workplaces. Gotta stay sanitary, because you don't want to end up getting sick, unless that's your goal for getting off of work. But you know, I'm always for the classic, just act like you're sick, because actually being sick is not a fun thing. But if you're actually sick, they can't really deny you. They're like, well, you're not sick. Yes, the frick I am. You best believe I'm actually sick. So, they got that going for them. I suppose that's okay. And every now and then while I'm here, I do take breaks. I try not to be doing anything for too long because, you know, just burnout and such. And I'm going to turn on this thing. I'm sorry if this becomes loud. It should become quiet after I turn this on. I gotta fill a mop bucket, you know. I gotta fill a good old little mop bucket. But this is why I wanted to do this at home, because though I don't mind these, because I've been doing like tests and trials with these. How hard are you flowing? You're not flowing that hard. We can go over here now. I'm gonna take a little break and sit down and relax for a few minutes while that fills. The trick is to always let it sit, but put the flow on low so it doesn't go too fast. So just in case you're not like right by it, you have time to get there before it overflows. It's been nice. Like, this job isn't bad, it has great benefits, but you know, just for the sake of me moving, I would like to be away. And that's crazy. I'm gonna be eventually moved out and right in with someone else, and that's okay. I'm not really that bothered by it, to be fair. I'm never typically that bothered by it. Like, because I never saw myself moving out and living like by myself. Because with the rent being so high in places, it was like I could never do this by myself. But also, I could never see myself with a roommate, you know, because I don't trust anybody like that. I would have to like know the roommate really well. Like we would have had to spend years together. And the people that I've known for years, I would never live with them. Because they practice lifestyles that I don't. And I'm like, I can't be in the spaces with that. Just because I'm like, that's not something I dabble in. I don't want that. I don't want to be around that. So, because I don't want to go into work smelling like weed and I don't smoke weed. Or smelling like alcohol and I'm like, I don't drink alcohol. I don't want that on me. Any of that near me. So, no, couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. That's okay though. That doesn't mean I hate anybody. But I definitely, okay, well, hang on, we're gonna fix something really quickly. Because I am sick of this happening. I really am. Oh man, I'm very itchy. Very itchy these days. So I will hopefully I have a goal set in mind for leaving Twitch in 2024. For those of you who are not aware, I am leaving Twitch. Leaving as in I'm done producing content on Twitch. It's done. It's over. I'm done. I'm over it. They just continue to treat their affiliates not the best, and I'm sick of seeing it. And the protests in the past have been abysmal, just overall terrible. I still remember the day, like the blackout day they had, where it's just like, one day, don't stream on Twitch. That'll teach them. No, it hasn't taught them anything because they continue to get worse. So you were wrong. But also, that was a pitiful effort to make Twitch change their mind. You should have gone like, maybe, oh, we, I already talked about it in the podcast. There's a podcast out there already about it. But like I told them, like, you should go probably a week, maybe two, maybe a whole month, you know? Like stream elsewhere for a little bit. Try something else out, you know? Like, get your freaking fan bases to, and now it's full. Get your fan bases to, you know, donate money or something in advance so you don't have to go. Because I know some people use that as a source of income, as a legitimate source of income. And I'm like, if this is something you live on, you know, you got to look at having your alternative sources of, your alternate lines of income. It shouldn't be just on streaming. That's not good. It really isn't. It really is not. So, ow. I just scratched my head and something fell out. Oh no. Probably a hair. But when it comes to stuff like that, because it's going to affect your income anyway, with the way Twitch treats its affiliates and the policies that they put in place for ad revenue and ads and how much they take from the splits of bits and subs, it's like, oh yeah, so great. Like, what are you doing? Like, because yeah, partners, they're like, yeah, we'll reduce the revenue split for everything. We'll reduce it for you guys. But the affiliates, oh no, we're going to take as much as we possibly can from you. Why? In fact, I think they need it more than the partners would, because the partners have the numbers, you know, to overcome whatever split you guys put in front of them. The affiliates, like, they barely made it. To be affiliate, you just need an average of 3 viewers, you know, chatting in your chat at the same time and whatnot, I believe it was. And then, like, I don't know, just getting followers, getting over 50 followers. It's like, wow, or 100 followers? I don't know what it was. These are 50 or 100 followers, but it's low. Comparative then to partnership, where it's like, hey, partnership, in order to apply, you need 75 viewers, you know, chatting at the same time in your chat and whatnot. And I'm like, ooh, that's tough, actually. To get there from 3 to 75, like, okay. And that takes a lot of time and growth. And I'm like, whatever. But it's the revenue splits. It's how they do the ads and whatnot. And it's like, come on. And overall, the content that they allow, the people that they do ban that are partners that have gotten away with stuff time and 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 time again. Because they don't enforce, because like people have gotten banned like 5-6 times. And who should have been off the platform a while ago, but because they make so much money, you know, sometimes it's a hot tub streamer, sometimes it's, and to be serious and to be real with you, it does tend to be the streamers that do more, I guess, lewd-ish content. And that's, I'm just being honest, because you look at their ban history of what they've gotten banned for. It's like, yeah, they probably should have been off the site a while ago because they've been banned X amount of times. And I'm like, if I have to ban you more, for me personally, if I have to ban you more than once, because, you know, strikes, I would give people, you know, strikes, warnings, all this kind of stuff before I give them a ban. But at most, you know, I would probably give them, you get a first chance, you get a second chance, and then I'll ban you. Or sorry, I get a few chances, then I'll ban you. If I have to, you know, and that might be it. If I was being really generous and really kind, I'd be like, well, okay, I'll bring you back. But after I catch you doing something stupid again, I'm like, yep, you know what? I'm just going to ban you. You're going to be done at this platform. That's it. But Twitch doesn't do that. They're like, no, you make a lot of money here. So, and I'm sure some of the people on that staff buy into the content. I'm not going to lie. That seems to be what they do anyway. Because they really don't care. They basically turn a blind eye. They're like, they do something because somebody probably says something about it. Enough people say something about it. They're like, oh, well, we got to ban you for that. But don't worry, we'll bring you back in like a month. And the bans last like a freaking day. 3 days maybe. It's like, oh, well, after, because I follow, there's an account you can follow on Twitter that does like Twitch bans, and they'll tell you, oh, partner, this has been banned. And then they'll tell you when they get unbanned, like, oh, after this X person has been banned, unbanned after like a day, you know, and 2 hours. It's like, really? Really? These guys, they just, oh my gosh, they suck. They suck. What can I say? They suck. Man, that's annoying. It really is. I hate it. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna go to YouTube, back to YouTube, because that's where a lot of my content is anyway. It has been there for years, and I'm like, well, if I'm coming back, most of the content I'm doing is streams. There are shorts on TikTok and YouTube Shorts now. TikTok is scary for me to even remotely try to navigate. Because TikTok needs to take a cold shower. If you know, you know. TikTok needs to take a cold shower. There's too many people on there that really have, that need to channel that energy, I don't know, elsewhere, because it is just too thirsty on TikTok. Everybody needs to take a cold shower, take 5 minutes, and just sit down and relax. I've had to go through and try to change the algorithm, I guess. Because I'm not a TikTok user, right? I was not until, obviously, I started posting clips and such. But I don't go scrolling on TikTok. So what I get, because I use the app on my computer, and it defaults to the For You page when it closes, like you just X out of the program, or when the computer updates, whatever. That's what happens when I load it back up. It was up for the You page, and there's just a bunch of, like, just a no. It's just a lot of no, hard no's. And so I've had to go through and be like, and purposefully be like, okay, I'm going to look up frogs, turtles, birds, like stuff that I would normally like on Instagram to keep things very tame, because I'm like, I don't know where this content comes from because I'm not the one viewing it. I do not. I'm against that kind of content these days. I used to have a problem with that. The lady knows about that. I used to have a problem with that as a teenager. Like any teenager would. Like any normal teenage dude would. But as I grew older, I'm like, this is foolish. Because I thought about it as like, that's somebody's daughter that they probably love greatly, and they're probably like, they probably begged and pleaded for her not to go and do this stuff. And here she is doing it. And I'm like, yep, nope. Mm-mm, I can't do that. That's somebody's daughter. Like, that's somebody's sister. That's probably some dude's sister who goes to X school, and all the people and all the other dudes there know about her, and all probably the girls in the class too know about, and like, they get bullied for it. And I'm like, because if that was in that situation, that was somebody that was related to me, I'd be like, oh no, please don't. For the sake of yourself and everybody that's related to you, that knows you, is associated with you, because they're going to be bothered at some point with that stuff, because somebody's going to bring it up to them and be like, you know about this? And especially like a little brother who has to, you know, post to high school. Oh, man, that's, dude's going to get freaking bullied for that kind of stuff. It's like, uh-uh. Because I think about it as if that was my daughter, too. I'm like, nope, I would not want that for her. Because I'm going to tell you, young ladies, it's because I would have taught her the value, like, be like, hey, no, you are worth more than that. You were not worth, you know, you're worth more than a few likes on social media by some randos who never meet you and who will never even bother to get to actually know you. And I'm like, you are worth more than that. You are better than that behavior. That's what I always, first of all, it's what I teach myself, because I'm better than certain behaviors. I'm better than pettiness and vengeful activities and such, but I am better than certain behaviors. I don't call myself better than people, but I'm better than behaviors, bad behaviors. I've been taught better. I should know better, but no, I could never. If I had a daughter like that, I'd be like, no, why? make sure they don't get caught up in that as best as I possibly could. You know. Because some parents, that, you know, because some parents, that's genuinely concerning and heartbreaking for them. Because it's like, they did all they could. And it's not always those like, strict parents. Sometimes it's just parents who are like, you know, hey, you know, maybe this isn't, you know, the best idea. Because it does reflect on the parents no matter what. It always comes back to them. And now they've got friends and family that probably won't speak to them and whatnot. It's like, oof, it's rough. It's hard to deal with. Me personally, could never. I don't dictate what other people do with their lives, though. Not my job. It's the big man's job. I can give helpful suggestions and be like, hey, maybe no. But, of course, people are going to do what they want to do. Because I don't control other people's lives. Nor do I really want to. Like, that's a lot of work. So I don't understand why people want to play God. I'm like, no. I would never do that. That's too much work. People are stubborn and frustrating to deal with. No. You can never bother trying to rule over the entire world. Make everybody do what I want. But that's why I'm glad God doesn't do that. He's got no need to force us into a relationship because he wants a meaningful and willing relationship. Because he knows that's true love. It's great. Now, it's a great time when you actually want to be in a relationship with someone, especially when they want to be in a relationship with you. And they want to get to know you. It goes well. You know? It goes well. When you're not stuck with someone who's just there for the status effect, I guess you could say. But someone who's genuinely there for you. It's always a great feeling. Which is why I value my own relationship so much, because it reflects that same one that I would have with the old Lord himself. All right. Trash is taken. Yeah, man, you guys help me do work really. Like, you guys really do help me a lot get work. Like, you just make me blast through work. Like, I'm ready to go and finish up and do the last bit of work. I'm gonna mop, but you guys are still here. sorry, I got a DM. Freaking people sending me weird things, memes and such all the time. All right, time to mop. But you guys really do help me get a lot of work done. I'm like, ooh, this is fast. Because when I have something else occupying my mind, I don't have too much time to think about the work that I do. Because sometimes I get bogged down by that. Because it's the thoughts. You sit there and you think too long, and your thoughts will get to you, and you're like, I don't want this. It's boring. This sucks. Blah, blah, blah. Let the complaining sit in, then you don't get anything done, and I forgot I have to do other things before I do this. So I'm going to pause this recording real quick and take care of business before I let you guys go. All right. I had to flush a bunch of toilets. Because people don't like to do that, apparently. But these episodes have been capped. Well, the segments have been capped at like 60 minutes, so I have to be careful of that. We're reaching like 48 or 49 here. So, you know, I gotta be careful with my time and whatnot. But I appreciate you guys so much for being here. I cannot wait to get the first podcast done with the equipment that I got, because it's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. We had so much fun with it on stream. It was just the best. I was cracking myself up with all the things, but I don't have to worry about trying to do too much with you guys, because it's just a podcast. We're chill here. We're not, you know, we're not bombastic and crazy. That's not what I made this show for. I made it to be a chill spot for you to sit and listen to, and I already put stuff in this one. All right. for you guys just to listen to in the background while you're working, while you're doing whatever. That's what it's for. And I intend it to stay that way. Because I like it. I like having that kind of stuff. Like having podcasts you can just listen to, and it's just like, ooh. It doesn't have to necessarily be anything specific. I know, because people have, you got your true crime podcast, you got your sports podcast, you got, you know, your movie review podcast, you got your game review podcast. I do some of that sometimes, but you know, sometimes I do gaming news, and I know some people miss that, and don't worry, if more of that is to come. As games continue to come out and I continue to play them, trust me, you'll get your fair share of reviews. I just don't, that's not my priority these days. I've still got a little bit of spraying to do here. Yes. Yes, spray it all. All right, that's good enough. Spray it all as I stop, like after like 5 or 6. Good job, me. Really doing it here. Really showing this floor who's boss. Tell you, these things just stink. I have to end up spraying Febreze in here like it's nobody's business. Try to make it smell halfway decent. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and I'm scared. But hopefully you guys have a wonderful weekend. And, you know, for all my vets out there, if there are any vets listening to this, because I have no idea if there are. I don't keep track. Nobody... And I don't ask, so. Not that I don't care, it's just like, it's not something I think about. But if you do know one, you know, mostly here, I guess here in the States. I guess one for your country too, if you don't live in the States. You know, thank them, because they do important work to try to keep your butt safe. No matter how grateful or ungrateful you be, and how much you may hate them, we're still here doing stuff for you, for ourselves, for our families, and that is the important part. And fighting to keep whatever rights you may have that could be easily taken away by some nation that decides that you don't deserve rights just because our lifestyles and our beliefs don't line up with theirs. That happens. It's happened in human history many times over. Somebody else takes over and they're like, eh, and they force theirs on yours. They force their lifestyle on you. If you don't comply, sometimes they'll just be like, okay, that's easy enough decision for us. And you're taken out back and put down like old Yeller. And then that's it. Your history, your life is done. Nobody hears from you ever again. Sometimes they wipe out whole bloodlines for crimes that they see as massively offensive. So, people, like anybody who puts their life at risk for your sake, no matter, even if they know you or not, you should be thankful. You just should be. No if, ands, or buts about that whatsoever. All right. I think I'm going to let you guys go now as I finish up this wonderful mopping. Because I could either start another recording or, I don't know, do something else. But this has been great. Ow. Because I have tried listening to other podcasts, and sometimes it works for productivity, sometimes it doesn't. I think I find myself talking to be the best thing because my brain is very much used to doing this. Because it's nice. So it's like a little conversation while you're doing work. That's about nothing important, nothing really on topic of anything other than whatever you want it to be. I hope mixing these chemicals doesn't give me a headache. I don't want to accidentally make mustard gas again. I'm just kidding, I haven't done that. That's not a mistake. That is one of those things. That is not a mistake I've made, and that's not one I plan to make. That is a joke. That is purely a joke. Don't come after me, government. I work for you, don't you hurt me. Doesn't matter. I'll show up at my house tonight and be like, excuse me, sir, we heard you on this podcast that you were making mustard gas. You're coming with us. Yeah, no. Cannot let that happen. I do have to figure out some other stuff with the sound card though, because the audio with the mixer, because I getting the it was like very confusing to use it for the first time again because I haven't had one before, and I was like, try to figure it out. Yes, I know. I know you make beeping sounds. I thank you for the heads up. It makes a beeping sound when it gets to 50, 55 minutes. I'm almost done. Give me a break. All right, calm down. So, yeah, that mixer was just, it's good, but it is confusing to use. And I have to figure out all the hookups for it and figure out how to get my controller, my game chat, because I play with friends, so I'm like, I'd like my stream chat to be able to hear them whenever I play with them. And in order for that to happen, I gotta figure that out. So with the sound card, with the mixer, it should be easier, and hopefully I'll have less issues with that. But that's truly it now. I'm done. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. Stay hydrated, stay safe. Remember that love is patient, and I will see you guys in the next one in the studio with the new audio setup. Okay, cool, great. Peace out.